The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Pesachim Daf Tzadik. The Gemara says in Daf Tzadik, Amar Aluf Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shoichtin V'Zorkim Al Tvul Yoim. A person who is a Tvul Yoim, Mechusa Kippurim, what's a Tvul Yoim? Tvul Yoim is anybody who is Toivul. The Halacha is that any Tumah goes off al yidei tefila v'harav shemesh. Only that night by the shkia, by the next night, by the night after the tefila, does he become torah and ganzin. Till then, he has a lower level of tumah. Let's say if he's a tamei sheretz, where normally he'd be a rishon l'tumah, tefil yom is only a sheni l'tumah. It's possible b'achilas kochim, b'achilas truma, he's not allowed to go into the base of mikdash. B'chusi kippurim is somebody whose tumah was taken off in the physical sense. L'mashal azova yeledet. Where they were toivel already, the tefillah is off, but they mechuyev a carbon. So they bring that carbon. Also, they're on a level like a tefillah of a sheni l'tumah. So the Gemara says, shoychtim v'zorkim al tefillah. A person was tummy. He's a tummy sheret. I'm sorry, he's a chayv. He's a tummy sheret or any other tumah, and or let's say zov or whatever it is. On erev Pesach, it was time for hakrovas kovim Pesach. They could include him shoychtim v'zorkim in the hakrova of the kovim Pesach. Then the Gemara says, "Shoychtim v'zorkim al tamei sheretz." If the person is actually tamei, then you cannot bring a carbon pesach for him. Now, in a practical sense, we have a person over here. He doesn't have to be in the Beis Hamikdash. He's in Yerushalayim. A person who's tamei is allowed to be in Yerushalayim. He's planning on being toivel and having hair shemesh by that night. He could eat the carbon pesach. There shouldn't be any meaningful difference between a tful yoim. A person who was tohor because he had the tefillah, but he's missing the harav shemesh, or if he wasn't toivel yet, there should not be any chiluk between the two. That night, which is when he has to eat, he's going to be royal. L'chayr the shechita should be good, and he should be part of the carbon pesach, and that night he should be okay. Why would there be a difference between a tvul yoim and a person who's tomei, the tumah itself, without the ikur of the tumah having gone off by the tefillah? Legabe the tara that he only needs that night in order to eat the carbon pesach. But lechay, that's what the Gemara says. The Rambam in Hilchos Carbon Pesach Pergvav Halacha Beis brings down the Gemara with a little bit of a different twist. And the Achrayim are very busy trying to explain how the Rambam learned the Gemara. We're going to stay away from the cheshbonis in the Gemara. I want to talk about this on a conceptual level. They're concepts that we're not so used to, but just to be able to have a little bit depth in what's going on over here in the sugi. The Rambam brings down the Gemara a little bit differently. He brings down the halacha like this. A tomei meis that biyoim zayin, that means that a tomei meis who has to go through hazo of mechatos, of poraduma on the third day, on the seventh day, so he's still missing the last little bit that he needs for tumah. The halacha is that even if he's missing harav shemesh, so we have over here somebody who's tohor. The hazos mechatos was made, he was toivel. The only thing he's missing is harav shemesh in order to complete his process. When he's missing harav shemesh, and for tumas hameis, the Rambam says that ain shoychtim v'zorkim alot. The Mishnah that tells us shoychtim v'zorkim al tvuyoy mechuzi kippurim, the Gemara that says shoychtim v'zorkim al tvuyoy mechuzi kippurim is only going on Tomei Sheretz, or on somebody who's missing a carbon, not on Tumas Hameis. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says the Chilik is the way we originally explained it. The Chilik in the Sugya is between a Tvul Yoy Mechusi Kippurim and a Tomei itself. The Rambam seems to not divide, the way we said before, somebody who's Tomei because he's missing the Tvul Yoy, he's missing the Harav Shemesh, from somebody who's Tomei proper, and somebody who's tamei proper, and he's missing the tahara, he's missing the tefillah b'mikvah. The Rambam doesn't seem to be mechalik between those two as concept. He seems to be mechalik between two different types of tumah: tumas sheret and tumas meis. Tumas meis is more common than tumas sheret; it's harder to take off. Tumas sheret only needs a mikvah. With harav shemesh, tumas meis needs hazoas mechatos, needs ofa para aduma. Therefore, the tumah is more in the person that even after the paradumah was performed and he was tefillah in the mikvah, until he actually had the high of shemesh, he would not be roy for hakrovus korban pesach. So the Rambam is bringing down this gemara differently. What's important over here, I want the concept, is that the Ravid seems to understand that there's a divide between a tful yoim and a person who's tummy. Where l'chayim, one is a rishon l'tum, one is a shein l'tum. You're right, l'moshul, that a tful yoim, l'moshul, that touches something, touches food, will not render that food tummy, because only a shein tummy, it's a weaker form of tumah. But l'chayim, all it is that most of the tumah came off when he was tevel in the mikvah. The rest of the tumah, this exact concept, goes over that night. The Ravid and the Achrayim on Ma'irich on the Sisoid seem to hold not that way. What do they hold? They hold that Be'ikr, when a person was Tovel, there is a complete removal of the Tumah. But there's still a Darga that the person did not retain totally, did not reattain his status as a Tohar. There's a twilight zone, the Tumah is off, as soon as he's Tovel, we'll explain this conceptually, with a little bit picture form. The concept of the mikveh on a spiritual level is that a person goes into the mikveh and he becomes renewed. The Rambam calls the main mikveh, the main das, take off the tumah that became part of the person when he was affiliated with something that was metamim, either tumah yoyitz migufoy or he touched something that was metamim. When he comes out of the mikveh, he's very chadosho. He does not go back into the world of tumah. The tumah is off. However, he does not re-enter the world of tahara until he's in a different place. A different place means you're in a different time. A different time is that night. So the concept of tful yoyim is not so much that the tumah of the sheretz touching it didn't go off, but that even after the tumah went off, there's still some type of status of not being a complete tor. And the chutz kippurim is the same. The tumah is off. However, in order to reconnect with the state of Tahara, with the state of Kedusha, being able to eat Kachem, going to the Beis HaMikdash, be part of a Karban Pesach, there he's missing, there's a reconnection process called bringing a Karban, there's a reconnection process called entering a new time, a new night. That's all the concept of Tzvul Yom Mechutz Kippur. If that's true, then we understand that the halacha over here, the Gzeres HaKosuv, that ain't shoychtim v'zorkim on a tomei, is not because practically he won't be able to eat the carbon that night. What's the problem? That day, bring the carbon Pesach, and at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he'll be toivel, that night will be harav shavish, he'll be able to eat the carbon Pesach. No. If he's tomei, then he's inherently removed from the concept of carbon Pesach. The mitzius of the carbon Pesach can't be chal on him. He does not have the kedusha, he cannot have the mitzvah of carbon Pesach. Why he's a tomei? But a tful yoyim isn't a tome. A tful yoyim is a tohoyer who still needs a different place, a different space, a different time, a carbon to reconnect him to tahara. He is not a tome. Memeli, he could bring a carbon to him. And that night, he'll be able to eat a carbon pesach in practice when he has a tful yoyim. It would seem that the Rambam argues with this. The Rambam is not mechalik between tful yoyim and a tome proper. The Rambam is mechalik between the tumor, the tful yoyim of sheret, and the tful yoyim of tumas ameis. The problem is that the Rambam, this concept seems to be a dover borer, the Mishnah is a Rambam. There are many rayas that the Akronim bring to this concept of a tful yoyim. We'll bring one. In the Rambam, this is listed as a separate lav, a tomei going into the Beis HaMikdash, and separately a tful yoyim going to the Beis HaMikdash. L'chayra, a tful yoyim is just a lesser form of tumah. There's no separate lav for a tomei meis, tomei sheret, zov, Zovo, Balkeri, etc., Noise Nevela, etc., going to the Beis HaMikdash. All Tmeim are lumped under one group. Tmeim, Asurim, the Karnas of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is Tful Yoim need another mitzvah, another law? The Teretz is the way we're saying the Rambam holds that Tful Yoim is not a Tomei. A Tful Yoim is just not a Tohar, but he's not a Tomei. He didn't re-enter the world of Tahara. He's not reconnected to the world of Kachim, but he's still he's a Tohar. He's not a tummy. Therefore, we need to answer him with another lav, that since he's not yet mechubur to the world of Tahara, which would be gained by his korban, or by his harav shemesh, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a separate concept. There's an interesting ramification. If a person has a suffix, if he became tummy, a suffix tumor, as a general rule, b'chol ha'terekul, we go after chazaka. One of the classic halachos is cheskes tahara. If there's a sofik, if a person is tamei, the halacha is that we pass and he'll be tamei because there's a cheskes tahara. What about a person who's tamei? He was toivel, and he's a tful yoim, and now there's a shaila if he was nitmai day something else. He touched the sheretz, he went to the mikveh, came out. That day before Harav Shemesh, he's out of tumah, he's not in a state of tahara. The machlok is to Shev Shmaitza to Reb Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosha. Reb Shimon says that a tful yoin be'etzim is not a tumah. He doesn't have a cheskes tumah. He's a tohor. He has a cheskes tahara. He just hasn't yet gone back to that place where he can be aichol b'kotchim and he can be nichnas l'beis hamikdash. He's not a full tohor, but he's not tumah. He has a cheskes not being tumah. Therefore, he still has a cheskes not being tumah. Legabe the new tumah that threatens him. In terms of a suffix, it's another interesting ramification of this concept. There are many rayas in the Rambam. The Rambam makes it clear. The Rambam makes sheni l'tumah into one type of tumah, and then there's a person who's a tful yoim. What do you mean? He's a regular sheni l'tumah? No. The Achrayim say that they read it into the lashon of the Rambam that the Rambam holds also of this concept. The Rambam is maskim that a tful yoim is not a tumah proper. It's not a regular sheni l'tumah. As if, let's say, a sheretz touched a piece of food, which touched a different piece of food. Sheretz is an avatoma. Touched a loaf of bread would be a rishon l'tumah. Which touched a bottle of water, which would be a sheretz. Touched a liquid, which would be a sheretz l'tumah. No, there's a sheretz l'tumah. That's tumah, but in a lower darga. It was only mekabel tumah from something else. And then there's something else. What's that something else? That something else is called a tful yoim. So the Rambam clearly holds this concept. We have to say that the Rambam disagrees in our halacha because he holds that there's a chiddush over here b'chlal. This whole concept, which is what we started with, of a tumah not being royal to carbon pesach, is only when it's a type of tumah which is very identified with a person. Tumah hameis is such a deep tumah that it only goes over the eighth of parah. Which tells us that what? That the connection with tumah, which goes on a person from tumas hameis, is so strong that al piderech hateva can't be taken off. There's a concept, paradum is called a choik. Paradum is something which is me'al our hasogis. Mefarshim talk about it. The kind of death is a very real part of a person's existence. Death is tumah, lack of being able to grow. Discuss this concept. Tumah is lack of being able to grow. Tumah means lack of any more room for growth. Otum, closed in, is the same lashon as tumah. Tumah means not having any more room for achievement. Death is a part of a person's very existence. Every person who is noilad is aymid lomus. A person who is alive is going to die one day. That's part of human nature. And everything we take with us as human beings carries with it the mitzius of death. So therefore, once tumas hames is mizdapik in a person, b'derech hateva, I don't mean b'derech hateva chemically, b'derech hateva scientifically, b'derech hateva spiritually, there's no way it could go off. There's something called paradumah, which is from a different world. It's a choik, it's something we don't understand, even spiritually, we don't understand that Shlomo HaMelech, who was able to reach the greatest levels of spiritual and conceptual knowledge, was not able to fathom how the process of paraduma worked. It's a complete choik, it's a complete mystery. And that, if a person is tamei lemeis, that tumah is part of him in a self-defining way, in a defining way. Because it's part of him in a defining way, he is a tamei. Every single person carries with him that mitzius. If he's nitma, if he was mizdabek in misa one time, until he's actually Torah completely, since there's a defining something that calls him a tamei, he can't be part of a carbon pesach. Tumas sheretz is like the Maral says, a tumah above the mikra. A person's not a sheretz, a person doesn't have to relate to shrotim. If a person touches it, there's something mitamei about a sheretz, whatever that is, if he touches it, he has to get rid of it. Once he was tovel on mikra, be'etzim he got rid of it. There's something left over, he hasn't yet gone back to where he was. Okay, he's not a tumah. The tumah is not so defined with him that he shouldn't be able to have a carbon pesach brought for him. He's not a tumah be'etzim. Therefore, a carbon pesach could be brought for him. This is the machlokes of the Rambam. Rabbi, it gives us a little bit of a deeper insight in the concepts of tumah, as well as this Edelatumah, this Dakus Digatumah, called Tfulyoy Mechutz Kippur. It's a very interesting concept. You see, we're talking about the depth of what Paraduma has to achieve. One of the famous machloikesin between the Tzedukim and between the Chacham, the different machloikesin that Tzedukim disputed different halachs and Teresh Bapeh, we find every place in the Gemara where there was a whole debate, and the Chachamim debated publicly with Tzedukim, and when they were Matzliach, they made a Yomtiv. Seems a little bit overrated. I mean, they were always apikorsim. Tzedukim are not more really than just apikorsim. Call them Bundist, Socialist, Zionist, whatever name you want to give them, whatever name Avodah Zarah of not being Neman Lashem V'Laterozle has at that, whatever name is fashionable in that day and age, in those days, in the times of Beis Hamikdash, it was called Tzedukim. Who cares if they argue on certain halachas? They're more influential, less influential. And the Achronim explained, Rav Shamsher Volosh talks about this, that the Tzedukim didn't have a bone to pick with specific halachas. They weren't talking and learning. They weren't arguing Pshat and Rambam or taking sides in a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos or Ketos and Nesivos. What the Tzedukim did was they were undermining. They were secularists, more or less. And what they did was they used halachas in the Torah. They disputed halachas in the Torah, which would undermine basic ikrei hadas. For instance, Lamashal, the idea that the Tzedukim disputed that Shavuos comes out on whatever day of the week, they said that it's the Mochas HaShabbos, it's always on Sunday. Says Rabbi Hirsch, what the Tzedukim wanted is that the Metzius of Shavuos is part of the natural cycle of the week. The same way there's a Shabbos, which is part of the Umas Olam, also have days off from work. Klai Yisrael also has days off from work, and the nice is sometimes you have an extended weekend. You have a Shabbos, you have a Sunday, there's no different process called Yom Tovim. Klal Yisrael understands that as Am HaNivchor, we're separate from the Goyim in a way that there's a whole different world, the same way there's a Metzius called Teva, there's a Metzius called Lamalam and Derech HaTeva. Yom Tovim belong to a whole different concept of time. There's Kedushas HaMayadis, and the day of Yom Tov has absolutely nothing to do with the day of the week. There's a whole different Mitzius of Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. They argue that it's a Dovah Bi'iyun. We won't discuss Barichus. But when the Tzedukim argued with that, what they were doing was they were undermining a basic principle. When the Tzedukim argued with the halacha of Korban Pesach, I'm sorry, not by Korban Pesach, by Parah Adumah, it's very interesting. The halacha they picked to argue on was the concept Chazal learned halacha Moshe Messina, they've been dying in a pasuk, that a tful yoim, even though he's tamei, he's possible l'chol avoydah bebeis hamikdash. Not like kach, not like going to the beis hamikdash, but the avoydah to prepare the parah aduma, which was done by the kohen gadol on the harazesim opposite the beis hamikdash, that can be done by a tful yoim. They argued on that. Okay, again, sounds like they argue on a prat nalochel. Who cares? Next time you go to Mishnah's Tavis, you'll worry about it. But what's the difference? But it says in the Mishnahs that in order to counteract this, there was a whole years and years of preparation of preparing children that were not exposed to Tumah. They brought them up in a separate place where there was no chance of Tumah getting underneath. It was a whole years of preparation to prepare Parah Adumah, all in order to highlight Mishnah's fascinating account of what went on. The Parah Adumah was only made 7 times over 2,000 years. It took years of preparation, all in order to highlight the point that the Kohen Gadol, while he would prepare the Eifer Parah Adumah, he would be a Tful Yoim. Who cares? What's the big deal? They want to argue on Halacha, they want to argue on Halacha. They want to say a different Mishan Taisus or the Rambam. They want to dispute what the Mechab and the Rambam say. What's the difference? Says Rav Shamsher Vol Hirsch that the concept of a Tful Yoim, this fits in what we're talking about, the concept of a Tful Yoim is a profound concept that even after a person has regained his status, he's left the world of Tumah, but he still stands by the doorway of going back into the world of being completely attached to Kedusha. We call this the idea of Bechira. Bechira means that a person has a choice where to put himself. Not always is a person a Bailim over everything he does. Sometimes circumstances force what he does. But in terms of where you place yourself, the Ikar of Bechira, in a person's battle with the elements inside and outside of himself, is a battle. Where does he put himself? Where does he place himself in terms of what he wants to do? Ritzoneinu lases, ritzoneinu v'nishu v'shamayim, or ritzoneinu not to do in a stark sense. Ritzoneinu not to do ritzoneinu v'nishu v'shamayim. The concept of not being tomei, but still needing the renewal, the sense of ischachus that comes with tvul yoyim, that's the concept that the tzaddikim were arguing on. They were arguing on a person's ability to be boicher batoiv. Rish discusses this at length in Pashas Chukas. So this is a Tosefis onto what we discussed in the Sugya. It goes again, over and over again. We see that Karban Pesach carries with it the most profoundest levels of his chachos and connection to what it, to the source of being a Yid, the source of attaching oneself to Klal Yisrael, is all lies in the Karban Pesach and the Avod of Leil Pesach. A stira to that, as far as a person's personal status, being a Tomei, being a Tomei Meis, according to the Rambam, being a Tomei Befoil and not a Tzvul Yoyim, according to the Ravid, will render a person unable to connect properly on a spiritual level with the Korban Pesach. Therefore, it can't be part of the Korban Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.